Morning.
Happy to see you. I miss you guys. I must confess, though, that I tuned in. I've heard quite a few of the messages, and I really appreciate the one soul at a time. I really enjoy that. It was a time, Lucy and I just got in about 2 weeks ago. We were over there. You kind of, when you're away from home, it comes in like waves. I love Vietnam, I hate Vietnam, I love Vietnam, I hate Vietnam. And it was one of those like down kind of, I'm really homesick, that we had internet connection and I found the website. I just started playing sermons from recent. It happened to be the, I don't know what it was called, but it was like the dress code sermon or something. Yeah. It was just recent. But it was great. It was just good to hear, it's good to hear English. But it was a real blessing, so I'm really glad to be here. Your pastor, by the way, we'll start in Proverbs 22 if you want to turn there. Your pastor is he's an interesting man. I enjoyed it was what, November we were there. I enjoyed his company and fellowship. It's different than anybody I've ever had over there, but it was good. I can tell you this, though, that two things he really likes to do, because we would do them often, is we go up to the top of the hotel, and they have the economy breakfast part of the package, you know? And he loves to hold court with the Bible. Mm-hmm. And I learned more in like 3-4 breakfast sessions than I had, I think, for 4 years in a Bible school. It was really interesting. I didn't get it all because I get a little, I'm not like a person to do heights very well. And we're on the top of a very high building. It seemed very high. And I don't belong up there. I belong down there. My stomach is down there already. But praise the Lord. It was really good. I tell you, the other thing that is really interesting is, I won't say this about anybody, but actually I wish I could say this about, but he really loves the church. He really, he would be so delighted to get a note from somebody, and he, he's so excited about your growing and the things that you're doing in the Lord. That's a valuable, I just noticed that. I haven't had a pastor that has been like that. I'm not trying to be mean, but I don't think I've ever had a pastor that's had that love for the people. So keep on keeping on, amen?
Amen.
It's really a blessing. I really also appreciate the blog. I don't even know what blog is, but I know I write a letter and it gets posted somehow. And what that does is it makes me study, makes me learn, makes me, when you commit something with your name and writing, like in a book or in a blog site, you just can't wing it. I still may be wrong, but I've researched it to be wrong. But it's really good, and I'm not sure Bryson or whoever is managing that. It's a blessing. So I'm glad for your comments too. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 29, and I'm so thankful too for this chance to help out Sarah. Her name is Bao Chow. She was a student years ago in the Mercy class. That my shirt is the old Mercy class logo, the cross laying on the country of Vietnam. She was an excellent student. She's in a certain situation where she's not like very like strict, in a good way, I guess, but she cannot leave her house. Her father's like a Chinese guy, and they'll arrange her marriage when they feel they found somebody for her. So consequently, she's really good at studying. And she's become such a student that, like the blog pages, I'll send it to her to proofread. I'll send it to a Vietnamese to proofread my English. So send it back with corrections. So the work that we're doing, and Pastor Asquith is really behind it, is it's like phase one. We want to introduce the value of the King James Bible. We take it for granted, probably,
yes,
here.
Yes,
but most places, they don't really, they just don't understand. They just don't know. It's not that they're not believers. It's just, they just don't know. So instead of jumping in and retranslating the Bible with a King James in our lap, we wanted to kind of introduce the need, the necessity. And it was your pastor's idea to use Gail's book. And I think it's a great project.
Yes,
I think it'll be good.
Sure.
We have outlets now outside, like the Man in Moon.
Yeah.
We have outlets to get these books out now.
Yeah,
so
good.
Praise the Lord. All right, Lord, I pray that you would bless the message today, that God, you would, God, despite who I am and what I do and what I think, you would use me for your honor and glory. Lord, there's many people today that have needs. They have certain pain and many distractions and so on. God, I pray, though, that they could just put those aside for now and let the Word of God work. Let this, the work of the, how wonderful it is. And I pray that when it's over and done, they'd say it was profitable, it was good. It was good for me. I want it to be profitable for the hearers. I want them to be better because they came to your house today. We thank you for what you have done. Thank you for the things you're going to do. And thank you for what you are doing. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Proverbs chapter 22, if you'll take your Bible and look. Let's look at just one verse. Verse 29. Seest thou a man diligent in his business? He shall stand before kings. He shall not stand before mean men. Now, mean there is more like the mathematical. It's almost like average. It doesn't mean like he won't stand before the grumpy, grouchy people, you know. He won't be the miserable guy. But he's going to stand before kings. Kings are at a higher level. They're, a king is a peculiar person. They're special. When you're diligent in your business, you will rise up. You won't be average. Just so you know, mathematically, we use mean and average similar, but it's a little bit different. If you took a high point, you had a series of data points. Maybe it's the price of a house in Allegheny County. You take the low and you take the highest, and the middle, the between those two is the mean. So it's a little bit different than the average, but for our sake, typically, unless you're a mathematician, you think of it as average. You know, if you're diligent in your business, you're not going to stand before average people. God's people should not stand, you should not just ding along and go along. God has made you a you're a peculiar people. That doesn't mean you're weird and goofy. That means you're special. He loves you. He's invested in you. Why would you just be, use an idiom, run of the mill? In the old woolen mills, they just start them, they'd start running them and run. It'd be the run of the mill. If they had a defect, doesn't matter. Just keep it going. Why aren't you a special cut? God would have you to be a special cut. Be diligent. Ruth comes to mind. She was a Moabite woman. By all means, by all standards, she would have been average, but she worked. She was diligent in her work, and she rose above the pack. Now take your Bible and go to 1 Timothy chapter 4. My encouragement, I'm not really, it's more of a Bible study today, but my heart, I just tell you, I just came out of Vietnam, and the Christian, especially the New Life Center, you know that, they're just, man, they are excelling. They are excellent. And I wonder, I hope the churches back home can get a piece of what they've got. They may not have the same material things, but wow, they are profiting. They are really doing well. That's a blessing. It's good. Sometimes I wonder, maybe I should spend more time and build the American churches. Sometimes I invite the Vietnamese over for Vietnam Day, and I have a hard time, this would be an exception, but I have a hard time finding a church that's like doing something, that's like not just existing so the pastor can retire, you know, in 2 years or whatever, you know, just so they can have their baked good sale and so on, but they're doing something, they're excelling, they're striving to do more and to be profitable. I frankly think that when we are profitable, when our profiting is appearing to all people, I think that's a great testimony. Maybe it's just because I'm a Scotsman, but if there's profit, I'm interested in it, right? If you had invited some multi-billionaire, you know, Warren Buffett or Bill Gates or somebody up here, you'd fill the house. How do I get on? How do I get what you got? How do I do that? And yet we have the Word of God, which is far more profitable than temporary riches. We have wealth. We may not have riches, but we have wealth. We have the stores of God. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 15. Meditate upon these things, Paul writes to Timothy. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. The action of the verb profit means improving, gain, advance, benefit, good. So our lesson today, our sermon is really, if you'll excuse me, I want to use a business terminology. Something that, you know, I think makes sense. In this sense, income. If you have a checkbook or you are over 5 years old, you probably understand this. Income is good. I want to get a job and make money. I want more income. I want bigger numbers in that check. Right? That's a gain. Expense is what I lose. My partner, he went on, I had a business and we sold it to him, and at that time it was only about $300,000 worth. But he went on and made $1.4 million in sales. But the problem was his expenses was $1.5 million. So he was very busy, but he wasn't profitable because of the losses, the expenses that were being taken out. And that leads us to the profit, the other part of the equation. Profit is what's good, that thy profiting, the good stuff. But really, you know, we all want the profit. And we all have income, and we all have loss. We all have some expense. My desire, again, in case you missed it, was I pray that as my profiting has appeared before you, and I even heard that in our introduction, I pray that your profiting would appear also. Amen?
Amen.
That's my hope. I would pray that Black Creek Baptist Church, and I'm not talking about the wood and the, I'm talking about you.
Amen.
That you would not stand before mean men. But because you are peculiar and you are special and you are wonderfully made, you would rise above. You could serve God with the kings. And I'm not trying to, you know, hip hip hurrah and all that stuff. God's place for his children is not to be average. I hate average. Average to me is like playing a game and ending up in a tie. You know, it's like, well, I don't know if I should say this. I guess I will. But it's like getting your first kiss, but it was from your sister. You know? Was that good? I don't think so, you know? You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't want you to settle for mediocrity. Yuck. Even Jesus said later on in Revelation, I wish that you were hot or cold. I hate that you're lukewarm. just kind of ding along existing. I don't understand that. We have this great opportunity to live by faith.
Yes,
we can honor God in all these things. He would have you to be peculiar. He would have you to be profitable. And it would appear before all, just like Paul told Timothy. So let's get into that. Here's, again, the common equation is profit equals income minus the expense. Or another way to say it is the income, the healthy gains, the good habits, the incoming revenue. Oh, it would all be profit if there wasn't any expense. Oh, by the way, I brought some cards. If you want to help out Miss Ashley, I've got a lot of Mother's Day cards. Just a little infomercial here for 30 seconds. But these cards are a real blessing to the people that make them. And you can be a, how much do you sell them for? $4, $5 a piece? Okay, I brought a box of cards. I hope that box is empty. So, and you can help out. Sister Ashley can make a little bit. She's got some expenses for an adoption coming on. So I hope that's not a secret. But praise the Lord, you know, help each other out. By the way, that's called charity. When you show love among the brethren in-house, that's charity. God so loved the world. That's out of the house. Some of these new Bibles, they say, well, I love charity, it's all the same. It's not.
That's right, boy. That's all right.
Words are different. If you don't believe so, there's a blog site called purecambridgetext.com. It's really interesting. Our next one is difference between created and made. Anyway, if Ashley receives $10 in card sales, but it costs her $8, how much is her profit? $2. If you receive some good blessings, but you lose because of your sinful behavior or some bad habit, what's remaining is the profit. Spiritually, I would have you to be many blessings. That's not the real world. There's an old poem that says, only one life will soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. That's profit. That's profit. This week, this isn't in my notes, but this week I had to go to the doctor for a routine exam. And I was diagnosed as being diabetic. That's kind of interesting. It's like I wasn't diabetic 3 years ago when I had a blood test, you know. I'm diabetic. When I drove home from the, and they're really subtle about telling you. They come in, holy cow, you're diabetic. You know. Nice and subtle, you know. It's like, I heard the one guy, he was chosen, maybe like my son-in-law, he's a chaplain. He was, are you tactful? I don't know, you know. He goes, well, This man was killed in action. And someone's got to go tell his wife that she's a widow. He goes, well, I'll give it a shot. So he knocks on the woman's door. And the woman opens the door. He goes, are you the widow Smith? She goes, well, my name's Smith, but I ain't a widow. He says, well, that's what you think. Kind of subtle like the doctor. Well, I say all that to say this. One, I'm going to be careful about what I'm eating, but on the way home, I was thinking, you know, I feel like you ever get to that point, if you're a little bit older, you probably have. It's once in a while you feel like, you know what? I'm mortal. My days of feeling immortal are passing. What have I done? Only what's done for Christ will last. God help me to leave some profit behind. God help me to be profitable. And I pray that my profiting, as you've mentioned, will appear, and your profiting will appear to all. Your relatives, the best testimony you can have is they can, you know, they can say what you want, you can hand them tracts, and I'm not against that, that's all good. But when they see the profiting in your life, they're going to say, wow, you know what, I want that. Yeah. That's what I want. So let's take a look. 1 Timothy, the prophet looks like this. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse, go up to verse 12. Let's look at the prophet. This is what prophet looks like. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Number one, in word. Let your prophet show in your manner of speech, your communication. Pastor Hayne was talking about, you know, swear words and so on. Swearing is a lazy man's way to communicate. You want to express yourself, you have an exclamation point. Take the time and express yourself well.
That's right.
Don't be a lazy, no good, such and such. don't be a bozo. Take your time and explain why you're angry and why you're frustrated. You know, and you know, don't kick little dogs. Just, you know, it's life. So. Be careful of your word, and your lesson was great. You can't fashion yourself without Christ to do these things. You must be in Christ. You have to be founded in Christ. Then the second thing he mentioned was conversation, your manner of conducting oneself in the world or in society. Your conversation, let it be known. How are you? Are you like the Sunday morning Christian, you know, you come in and you're all looking nice and so on, and then as soon as you get out, like I did my God thing, I can punch my spiritual clock out. Now it's my life. Muslims are a lot like Catholics and probably a lot like Baptists. I was on an airplane and there was a lot of Australian Muslims. This was in the Far East, Southeast Asia. And they came in, and oh man, this is all, they got their stuff on, you know, all the gowny, hijab, or whatever it's called, all that stuff. And as soon as the lights go dim on the airplane, they all walk to the bathroom. Oh, what's going on? They're planting a bomb. That's what they're doing. They weren't planting a bomb. They were changing their clothes. They came out with Levi's, and they were ordering Jack Daniels and all the stuff. And then just before they land, they all go back and they put all this stuff back on again. In all manner of conversation, how you conduct yourself in the world. I was watching. Well, I'm not really a practicing Muslim. Oh, yes, you are. You're wearing the stuff, right? Number three, charity. I mentioned already. Charity in every reference is your family or the house of God, the acts of love that you're doing, bless you, within the house of God. And that's where our focus. Hey, people will know you're my disciples by what? And the love you have one to another, right? Or something like that. I'm paraphrasing it. They'll see the love at Black Creek Baptist Church, and there is a lot of love in this church. And boy, it's attractive. Can I give you a little secret? I'm not a world traveler. I only go to one country, but it is on the other side of the world. And that part of the world is the same as this part of the world, in that every person in this world wants to be loved. They want to be accepted, and they also want to give love. And here we have the opportunity in the house of God, in a safe place. I'm not talking about lust, I'm talking about love. We have a safe, decent place to exercise those emotions and those feelings that God made us with. Amen? That's charity. Let people say, wow, that church was just awesome. Number four is spirit. We can have a positive or a negative spirit. Even when I was lost, I realized we're spiritual people. So, you know, I got a broken spirit. How does that work? Some people are this way. And they're people you like to be with. When you're done with them, and your pastor's one of them, when you're done with them, you go, wow, I feel good. Yes, sir. I may have came into that meeting here, but I'm going out here. I mean, he's a builder, he's an edifier, she's an encouraging person. Some people, you come in here and you go, oh, it's all over with now, you know. Buy gold, live in a hole, and you know, whatever. We lost the election, or we won the election, whatever, you know, some heavy, heavy stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, make your point, but hey, be an encourager, be profitable in your spirit. People can read your spirit. They're good at it.
Oh, yeah.
You know what's really good at is your kids. You can't fool your kids. You're the only people they see. They know about you.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Faith. Can do. Is a guy, actually Sarah's father. He's famous. No can do. No, whatever it is. I haven't even finished the sentence. No can do. Well, you know, he's been through a tough. The communists took over and he went to the prison camp and all kind of, he lost everything and so on. But it's kind of a joke. No can do. But it's not so sad, or not so uncommon. 12 were sent to give a report. 10 came back with an evil report.
Yep.
2 said, hey, we can do this.
Yeah.
By God's grace, yeah. We can do this. Yeah. And we see it consistently. Even now we're reading in Joshua. And Joshua, I think it was the sons of Ephraim, said, well, there's a hill. And, you know, they're big and they got iron chariots. And, you know, and Joshua said, shut up and get to work. Get it. Do it. I did it. Right? I was one of them. I had a good report. You can do it. You have a little faith, baby. But it's based on what, if God has said so, then it's so. Amen. Just work it out. Let him work through you. I just get it. It's kind of like crossing the street in Vietnam. I don't know how I'm going to cross that street. Usually in the U.S. they say, look both ways. Forget it. you're better off just to close your eyes and go. Because it's so crazy. If you look that way, you know, just have a little faith. You know, you just got to believe that they're going to go around you. If you're a lady and you got a purse, they'll go around you and take the purse. And purity really stands out. They have also in Vietnam, they call it ao yai, long shirt. It's the traditional garment. You'll see like the upper scale places and the airlines and things like that. The girls will wear the ao yai, and they're these white silk, they're long shirts, they wear slacks on them, but they're long shirts. How do they stay white all day long? Vietnam's a dirty place. I mean, you know, it's not every, you don't touch, especially the walls. You know, don't lean on the wall. And yet, at the end of the day, they're just pure white. All that God's people would be.
Yeah, amen.
They wouldn't touch the things they shouldn't touch.
Yes, sir. That's good.
You know? And they'd come home as white as they left. Oh, how profitable purity is. How profitable it is for you, young man and young woman, in your purity. You see, well, it's a joke to the people outside. It's profitable for you.
That's right. That's right.
Amen. Amen. It's profitable for you. Profiting. It's good. Well, more profitability or more profit usually requires more income. So let's look at income. Chapter 4, verse 13. Paul writes to Timothy, he goes, till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Reading. This is good. It's like, boss, I need more money. Well, I need more spiritual blessings. I need more maturity. I need to grow up. Be a reader. Readers make leaders.
Amen.
Do yourself a favor and try it. But get yourself a couple good books. Brother Asquith, again, he's a great help. He got me onto these audio books. And really, the plane ride is almost enjoyable. I really enjoyed I have a couple of favorite authors, but I don't know if they're saved. I don't think they're even saved. But you know what? It's good. Reading makes you think. You muse on those things. The opposite is amuse. You want to be amused? Sit there and not think. They do everything for you. I'm having fun. How come after an hour you don't look like you're having fun? Click, 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 click. You're not thinking. Engage your brain. Reading is like weightlifting to your brain. It's good for you. It's stimulating. Readers make leaders. An exhortation. Take heed, but exhort one another daily. And according to the dictionary, to urge by stimulating words to conduct regarded as laudable. A well-placed amen is good. Encouragement. Amen! Our evangelist guy's name was Smith, I think. He's telling us when I first got saved, he came to church and he's talking about amen. And he had a dog, kind of like our dog, I think a little bit overweight. And he had a cat. And the cat would tease the dog, like swiping the dog. Then the cat would run up. He had a low tree, like an ornamental tree, and had one branch. It was just about this high. And the cat would sit on that branch. The dog kind of couldn't get to the cat. And the cat would just kind of hang in the branch, you know. Teasing and mocking the dog. He'd just be short of that cat. Brother Smith, I think his name was Al Smith. He sees that whole thing out the window, and he goes, "This is just like an amen." He yelled out, "Get him, boy!" And the dog went, "Rawr!" and got the cat. A good place to amen is like, "Get him, boy! You got, you know, get him! Sick him!" It's good. Exhortation. And any given day, any of us can have a bad, and then came another, right? You know, usually it comes in threes, but once in a while, man, just call. Tell you what, buy a card from Ashley and send him a little note. Just, hey, praying about you, praying for you, you know, and send him a note, or just give him a call. I wouldn't even say, I don't like texting, but, you know, even if you have to text. Sick 'em, boy, you know. Look, I prayed for you today. Thank you so much. You know what? I feel like I can go get that upper limb now. I can do that. That cat is going to be toast. That problem, that besetting sin, I'm going to turn it. I'm going to turn toward it. I'm going to face it. And I'm going to deal with it because you've got my back.
Amen.
We're going to do it. Yeah. Exhortation. Doctrine. Jesus was always teaching. John Asquith is always teaching. I mentioned that. I enjoyed that. Man, you really should like do a blog site. And we get so excited, like he's got a high volume. We're on the back of a bus. And the only way that we could get in the bus was to take the reclining seats in the back, very back. So they're not really chairs, they're just sort of like semi-recliners. So we're all like reclined next to each other. Remember that? And he's talking to Fu or somebody about that. And he's excited about this. And his voice is, I can hear the driver in the front. You know, he's thinking, amen, amen. You know, and it's just reverberating. It's good. Amen?
Amen.
Doctrine. My father is a teacher. He's always teaching me about this and that and so on. Doctrine is teaching. It's just, it should be part of your life. And then exercise the gift that you have. I'm not talking about some charismatic foolishness. But God has given you something. You're good at something. If you don't know what it is, ask somebody that loves you and they'll say, you know, you're really good at this. Then that's what you do. That's the part that will edify this body. When you exercise it, you're content. When you have a gift and you can't use it, you're stifled and so on. You'll get so frustrated and you'll go off and you'll mismanage your frustrations. And give thyself wholly to them. Sow a thought, reap an act. Sow an act, reap a habit. Sow a habit, reap character. Sow a character, reap destiny. Samuel smiles. And finally, let's do less of this. We talked about profit, we talked about income. Let's talk about expense, things that we want to, I've started several businesses. We always want to keep your expenses lower than your income. It's for profit, unless it's IRS related or something. Chapter 2, verse 14. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy, for the laying on of the hands of the presbytery. Meditate upon these things, give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. Take heed unto thyself and unto doctrine. Continue in them. For in doing this, thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. There's some things that we need to divide and cut out. I have a message on woodworking. And one of the things when you get a piece of plank of wood, the first thing you do is something's got to go. It's really rough and coarse. We run it through a thickness planer. Something is leaving. It's going away. Every one of us, whether you're saved or lost, what happens is we go out, we live in the world. We're not of the world, but we're in the world, right? And we pick up baggage. We pick up things that we shouldn't do. These habits, these thoughts, these ideas, they're expense. They're a loss to us. They hurt us. They have to go. Some of it may be your friends. If your friends don't lead you closer to God, they're not your friends. If they lead you out away, they're only thinking of themselves. They're using you. You're a piece of bread. You're merchandise. A friend will bring you to God and keep you in God's plan. Amen? If you go and check your checkbook at home, and you manage your checkbook, oh, it's a negative. That's not good. Your income is less than your losses. And we become indebted, become problem. Something to... I think I have the wrong verse here, but one of the things we want to talk about is 2 Timothy. You know what? I gave you the wrong reference. 2 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 14. That was a good reference, but this is really what I want. Of the 2 Timothy 2, verse 14, of these things put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord that they strive not about words to no profit. Don't strive words that have no profit. No need. It's foolish. But to the subverting of the hearers, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, but shun profane and vain babblings, or they will increase into more ungodliness. Profane is contempt for holy things. And disregard to pollute, vain babblings. I'm probably going to offend you. And Pastor, this is what you were saying in Sunday school. Sometimes we say things that really... like are ours, but maybe not necessarily Word of God. So I kind of shoehorn it in under this verse, but I don't understand why you would waste your time watching daytime television. Judge Phil or Judy or Orfra the whale or whatever, right? Now they have the nighttime guys, these little effeminate, little queer guys, that little skinny fellows, they're the news people, right? They're the commentators, or the Saturday Night Live kind of guys, right? It's not funny. It's just, to me, it's just vain babbling. They profane things. They make a joke of holiness. They make a joke of, Vice President and his wife have a certain standard. To them, that's a joke. Yeah. They would bring him down to their level. I don't like it. Vain jaggling. 1 Timothy 1 verse 6 talks about that, and it says, here's the definition. I'm having a hard time getting this. 1 Timothy 1 verse 6. For some which have swerved, have turned aside unto vain janglings, a discordant din of voices, idle talk, confused, mingled din of voices or bells. We say jingle jangle and the bell, right? I'm going to say something else. It's probably, if I haven't got you yet, you'll hate me now, but I don't go to pastor's meetings anymore. This is the only place I'll go to where there's a Baptist pastor's assembling. I just couldn't take it anymore. It's like the manic, depressant, paranoia convention. I'd leave there and I'd think, great, I'd leave there. Oh, wow, the world, I'm done, It's just so, so bad, And they did this and they did that and all kind of stuff. Stay away from that stuff. Amen? Let your words be edifying. Let your word. If you don't have enough, who was it? Wasn't it your Sunday school teacher or was it your first grade teacher who says, if you ain't got nothing to say, good, don't say nothing at all. Right? I think that was my school. Yeah. If you ain't got nothing good to say, don't be saying nothing. Amen?
Yes, sir.
We should be edifying, building. Avoid foolish and unlearned questions, 2 Timothy 2:23. Cut it out. Just use the word. And again, I'm back on track now. Thank you, Pastor. Just use the word as it is. There's this thing where, the pastor has to have this vision. Where there is no vision, the people perish. That's only part of the sentence. But whoso keepeth the law, happy is he. God has given us the vision. God has done all things for us. The original economy was just ask of me. We didn't know good and evil. We could just ask God, I got it all set up for you. You just trust me. Just walk with me. I got it. It's good. We should do that. Stay away from getting the chatter that... I don't know. I just don't understand it. It's not important. Amen? I hear messages, I'm thinking to myself, how is this going to help me? What is this going to do for me tomorrow when I get up? If it's good, it's nothing. It's just you talking about something. I have no idea what you're talking about. Lucy and I went to a Starbucks a few years ago. First time ever, I think, right? Second time. We've never been to a Starbucks. We don't go to Starbucks. I just want coffee. McDonald's is a buck,
Yeah.
If we got money, it's Dunkin' Donuts. But hey, it was an airport, and it was the only coffee place there. I think it was an airport. So we walked in, Starbucks. I think they sell coffee here, right? We looked at the menu. Copa Chica and Chuka Mocha Chica. Sounds like Italian sports card. And all kinds of stuff. I had frappy? What's a frappy? So the girl, do you have coffee? You just sell coffee? I'm just looking for coffee. Just like Kim's Diner in Hannibal, You just help yourself. She goes, she just went on with this list. I don't understand this. It's all just jangling and babble. Let your words be edifying and building, That's showing your profitability. We need to be profitable. Stay away from, as Paul said, Jewish fables of men. Divide, this is a business. If any of you have ever done any investing, when you have a loser, get rid of it. Oh no, it'll come back. It'll come just like Eastman Kodak stock. It'll come back someday. Really? I've got options. I think they gave us options. It's nice wallpaper, I remember that company. They used to be business. When you have a loser in your life, get rid of it.
Yeah.
Cut the losers, keep the winners. Amen?
Yeah.
Business practice.
Yeah.
Cut the losers, get rid of it. You know what it is in your life. Look, you're going to be profitable to get rid of that. Well, I'm going to take a little hit. Yeah, you'll take a little hit. But you can put your resources back into the winners. Let the winners run. Keep the winners. You got a good thing here at this church. Ride this buffalo, baby, as long as she's going to run. Grow with it. Go with it. Amen?
Amen.
It's good. Separate them. The tares from the wheat. The more you accept the good and cut the bad, the more your profiting will be. Business principle, right? Okay, business people here, right? Amen? Lower the bad, lower the... Keep the good, profit. People will look around and go, wow, what's going on in their life? I think they gave glory to God.
Amen.
God gave them a plan. There's a design in your life. God has it for you. I'm done. The plane has landed. We're on the taxiway. You are not average if you're a born-again believer.
Amen?
Amen?
Amen.
I'm not talking about your flesh. I'm not talking about, you know, the way you look or act or behave or something like that, but who you are, your relationship, means you're peculiar. You're special. Your profiting, there's no reason why your profiting shouldn't appear to all. If, as in the introduction, that it's been profitable for me to visit with you here, what? Am I different? Am I better or less than you are? I don't think so. If God loves you as much as he loves me, and I know that's a fact, what's the problem?
Yes.
You want profit. You want more of the good things. Do the good things. Cut the bad things. There you are. Your bottom line is good and better.
Amen.
God bless you, people. Thank you. Lord, I pray that you would... Lord, I can't communicate any more than this.
It would be redundant. I just pray that you would have ears to hear and hearts to hear.